This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Here are the thoughts of our coworkers, Boomer and Gio, on if I should use my season tickets to go to Game 7 of an Eastern Conference Finals.
If Game 7, you got to sell it. I don't care how much you love sports. I don't care what book you're writing next. If you're Evan Roberts and you are not a Knicks fan and they come back for Game 7, if you don't sell that ticket, someone needs to punch him square in his face.
I think you're hurting your family.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I mean, that goes right into the 529.
I mean, my God. So he better not be in that building. And he did a video from his seats last night. He could lick the ceiling of the Garden with those seats. I mean, honestly, he could take a piece of gum out of his mouth and stick it to the top of Madison Square Garden.
All right. Couple of things. Number one, I got to give Gio credit. I'm going to rip him. The book idea is a great idea. Mm. I think that when he said that, I'm like, I should write a book called In the Building, where I talk about all the big games I've been at. Opinions. Good opinions, right. Bad opinions, teams I root for, teams I don't root for. So, gee, much like Craig mocked me and I wrote a scorebook book out of it, I think you've pulled a Craig. Mm. I think I'm going to write a book called In the Building. That's number one. Number two, my seats kick ass. My seats kick ass. You want to mock how high up I am? Yes, I can touch the ceiling. You're not wrong about that. In fact, I saw some gum on the ceiling last night. But I have a view on top of the action. See, the beauty of the bridge, place you've never been, is that you're on top of it. So while you're very high up, you see everything. And I'm telling you right now, that is a better seat than 85% of Madison Square Garden. I ain't kidding. If you're behind the basket, my seat's better. If you're not directly centered, I don't care how low you are, mm-hmm. my seat's better. In fact, if you're courtside but under the basket, my seat's better. I'm not kidding you. You want to watch the game?
You're closer to the action, but you just can't see it all.
You don't see it? Are you there to watch the game? Now, I'm a geek. I'm there to watch the game. So maybe if you're there to, you know, eat some food, you know, talk to celebrities and schmooze, fine. Then I'm wrong. Or you're a child and you're like, oh, they're so tall. Fine. You're right. But if you're there to watch the game, I'm sorry. You're dead wrong. My bridge seats kick ass.
Evan in his all 22 seats wherever he goes.
Damn right.
And yet he thought OG got fouled from that seat.
He did get fouled from there. All right. So let me get to the real point. Boomer Esiason affected me.
Why?
The thing with the family and the 529 plan, which I have signed up for, like, he's right. Like, I am taking money out of the college fund to go to a basketball game of a team I don't even root for. So every reason I want to go, like, Big Show Bob in the mix, this is why you have season tickets, That one little line by that damn boomer made me think.
Well, he's right.
He kind of is right. So what do I do?
You have two seats?
I have two seats.
All right, give me one, sell the other one.
Let me give you one.
Yeah, give me one. I'll give it to Tommy. You can sell the other one.
No, I give it anybody one. The idea would be I go with one and I sell the other. Now, does that warrant a punch in the face from Gio? I don't know. Well, not from him. He said someone needs to punch me in the face. Tiki, as the puncher in the facer of the Evan and Tiki show, would I deserve a punch in the face if I sell a ticket, make the money, $529 like Boomer said, but then I also go to the game? I get the best of both worlds.
Well, here's the reality. Your oldest is seven?
Eight.
Eight. By the time he gets to college, which is a decade from now.
Correct.
That $2,000, $3,000?
Yeah.
That you're going to put in this 529 is barely going to scratch it.
Yeah, it's not going to make a difference.
It's barely going to scratch
That's it. A good point. Like, what are we talking about here, Boomer? Yes, I make some money, but is it really getting my kid to college?
I mean, that's like a hundredth of a year in college.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's terrible. It's probably more, less, it's probably more than that, but you know what I mean. And by the time college tuition in, what will that be, 2035?
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Or 2036 or whatever it is that Jet's going to school?
Yeah.
I don't even want to speculate. Because it's ridiculous right now.
Well, and the other...
So you might as well enjoy it right now.
Well, that's the other problem. Like, the point Boomer made, you can use about anything you do in life. Mm-hmm. Like, why go to that expensive golf course when you could give the money to your college fund? Why go out for that really nice dinner when you could go put it in your college fund? So
why buy the season tickets to begin with? Just buy the college fund. Evan, I also have a curious question, though. If you did sell the tickets with the college fund and all that stuff in mind, don't you then at some point in the next couple of years start rooting against your kid getting a full scholarship?
What?
Because if he gets a full scholarship, the money doesn't go for college. So if I give up going to a game to pay for college, you're not getting a full scholarship. What did I sell this game
or
for?
Or you have really good athlete kids, and then they decide to go to Ivy League schools.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Or they don't give scholarships, and you're paying anyways.
I don't think that's going to happen on my end.
It seems very personal to you.
I mean,
I don't understand your point at all. So okay? I don't know what that means. Mm. Like, they get a scholarship and what? Well, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing.
What he's saying is most of our parents, they have a little nest egg for us to go away to college. And perhaps they didn't go to a game that they of a team they don't root for. They didn't go to Aruba that week. And then you get a scholarship, and the money you saved goes to what? We saved all this money for you.
At least you could use it. You can still then use it.
For what? For the beer? For beer pong? What are you using?
No. The kid goes to college on a scholarship. You, as the parent, can now use that money for whatever you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of variations. Like, I'll give you an example.
The difference with the 529 is it will get taxed when you take it out and don't spend it on college.
It's very different.
That was my point. You can use them whenever you want. You miss game seven now.
Well, I was going to college. I was going to go to Seton Hall University. It was going to cost my parents $30,000 a year. And my dad and my mom always said, we will pay for your college. Great. I ended up getting a job at XM Satellite Radio. I decided not to go to college. I ended up going to a community college. Right. I got an associate's degree. I'm very proud of that. Don't mock it. But obviously, it did not cost my parents $30,000 a year. Instead, I was making money with a full-time job.
With all the kids that can't get jobs after going to four-year colleges, you probably made a good choice.
I made a good decision. Right. I had to make a decision. Do I go to college or do I take this great job opportunity? And I took the great job opportunity. And I remember my dad saying, you know, we earmarked all this money for college. And so what he did was he furnished my first apartment. And I was so appreciative of it. And he would joke, that cost me like nothing compared to the college.
No, he's right.
Like, he saved so much money that it was like, oh yeah, I'll furnish your apartment. You want a flat screen TV? Sure.
He probably should have just went and bought more season tickets.
So if that happens, that's not a bad thing. It just means you save the money. But I will tell you, I don't know what to do. I did listen to what Boomer had to say, and what I've decided is that on Monday, if there is a Game 7, I'm going to put a Twitter poll out simply saying, what should I do with my Game 7 tickets?
Yes.
And if the people say, you know what, you host on the Fan, afternoon drive, you got to be in the building, I will listen, I'll be in the building. If they say you got to sell it, you're a selfish bastard. If you don't, I will sell it. So I'm going to leave it up to the people. Is that not a good idea?
It's a great idea.
Thank you.
It's a really great idea.
In fact, I'll start that poll up Saturday night. As soon as the Knicks force a seventh game, I'll put it up there. I'll let it set for 2 days. And Tommy, I apologize. There will be no option that says, give it to Tommy. That is not an option.
Well, if enough people write it in, then maybe.
No.
Maybe the write-in candidate can actually win the election.
You're not putting the show first, is the way I look at it.
Well, putting the show first would be me just going.
No, it would be the two of us going because of the content on social media and also the story the next day.
Here's the problem. I can't do that because to Boomer's point and to Gio's point, if I sell one of them and make a good amount of money, then I did both, and I still go to the game. If I just go with both of them.
How much money? Are you making $5,000 on Game 7?
So it's a great question. Let's see right now what the get-in price is for Game 7 at Madison Square Garden. So for Game 5, the get-in price settled in at about $450.
Okay.
Which is actually not that high of a number considering what it's been in the past for some of these series. As of right now, and remember, there's still a few more days. Mm-hmm. The Knicks have to win. Like, things are going to change.
It is back to a work day.
It's a Monday.
Yes.
Mondays are not a night where people really want to go out.
No, but at least you're in the city, potentially.
That's true.
Instead of heading to the Hamptons or the Jersey Shore or wherever the heck you're going for a long weekend.
So there's actually a better market, you think, on a Monday than there is a Thursday or a Friday.
Yeah, people that are potentially around.
Yeah, I could see that. All right, I'm loading it right now, and I'll give you the get-in price. I think it's going to be over $1,000, though.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my guess right now.
Does not taking me have anything to do with the last time you brought me to a game, I cursed you out afterwards? Because I thought we made bygones be bygones on that.
No, I've given you enough.
My bad.
What
do you mean you've given me enough? Did you birth me? You're not my father. What do you mean you've given me enough?
I've given you enough free stuff. Like, you're done. You've drank over my nipple plenty.
You're something.
I apologize. This isn't about you. Okay. So anyhow, the get-in price right now is $1,097.
Okay.
That's the get-in price.
So if you sell your tickets, I go back to, this is not denting a college tuition.
Exactly.
Bill.
So let's go back to the G question. Do I deserve a punch in the face?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I got to think about this one. Right now, and this is the crazy part, what the Garden is charging, because you can buy tickets straight through Ticketmaster.
That's a better question. That's
charging $1,600 a ticket to get on the Chase Bridge. $1,600 a ticket. That's
again, a heavy number, still not making a dent in college tuition.
You're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.